Listening Library presents The Arm of the Starfish by Madeline L'Engle. Read for you by Michael Crouch. Chapter 1. A heavy summer fog enveloped Kennedy International. The roar of the Great Plains was silenced, but in the airport there was noise and confusion. Adam wandered about, trying not to look lost, keeping one ear open to the blaring of the loudspeaker in case his flight to Lisbon should be called or canceled. His bags had long since disappeared on the perpetually moving conveyor belt, and he was too excited to sit anywhere with a book. All he could do was walk about, looking and listening, caught up in the general feeling of tension. An extra load of business was being conducted over the insurance counters and at the insurance machines. Adam debated between a machine which would give him insurance and one which would give him coffee, and chose the coffee. Holding the paper cup in one hand and his battered school briefcase in the other, he walked through a crowd of agitated people who had come to meet planes which were now being deflected to Boston and Philadelphia. The hot, sweet coffee finished and the carton disposed of in a trash can, Adam headed for a row of phone booths, but they were all occupied by frustrated people whose plans had been changed by the July fog, so he decided against trying to call any of his friends. Probably no one would be home anyhow. They were either away for the summer or busy with summer jobs. So there was no point in trying to impress anyone with his job, which had come up suddenly and gloriously after he and his parents had moved to Woods Hole for the summer, and he was already set in the familiar routine of sorting and filing for old Doc Didymus. Doc might be 90 and doddering, but it was he who had said, the second day Adam reported for work, "Adam, I'm letting myself get dependent on you in the summer, and this isn't..."